fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, it is Monday, the 29th day of January, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to John Moore Show. Live broadcast begins at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. And my show does begin, I'm proud to say, with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prep tip of the day, I haven't given this for probably a year or more, but it's very important. It's a book. I consider it not quite as valuable as the Bible, but right up there with it, quite frankly. Here's the title of the book, The Secret of the Ages. The author is Robert Collier. I say again, the title of the book is The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. I mentioned Murphy's book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, quite a bit. This is a greatly expanded version of that genre, and I encourage everybody to get and read that book. All right, we have Patient Wayne in the Green Room, my friend Stephen Starr. Stephen is the author of the following book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants, available at Amazon.com. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, John.
Well, we got some good news for the University of Missouri.
What was that?
Well, in three to five years, there's going to be about half the jobs left to be filled there, because about half the jobs will be open for being filled at the University of Missouri, all over the state of Missouri.
Wow. I guess I might keep it up, but it doesn't
surprise me. Well, the reason is, in 3 to 5 years, everybody who got the COVID-19 vaccination will either be dead or disabled.
Okay. I get it now.
Okay. I knew you would. Well, Stephen, there's a lot going on. This morning, probably in the next hour or two or three, the convoy begins at Virginia Beach, Virginia, headed to Texas. I've heard estimates as high as 700,000 vehicles. That's an extraordinary amount of vehicles. I'm not sure how many miles that would be. 20 miles? I'm not sure. I know when the convoy came through Missouri a little more than a year ago, I was one of the witnesses for that. It was quite an event. And I'm going to be encouraging anybody who lives along the designated route to give us reports about what they see as that convoy passes through their state. Well, Stephen, the threats of war around the world continue to escalate, don't they, sir?
Yes, they do. I think it's getting close to what might be described as end times, I believe.
Roger that. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to come to that conclusion. And it's foolish to believe that Iran does not have nuclear weapons. If you got the kind of oil revenue they have, when you have pallets, shrink wrap pallets of $100 bills in your storehouse, you can pretty much buy anything you want, can't you?
Yeah, we probably sent them over there to Iraq, and they went over to Iran after that if they didn't make it to somebody's Swiss bank account.
Yeah, very likely, very likely. Well, Iran started attacking another Islam state, that would be Pakistan, in the last week or so. These Muslims, they're pretty crazy when it comes to their hatreds. These hatreds go back more than 1,000 years to when Muhammad died and different people related to him took over and began different sects of Islam. And these thousand-year hatreds continue to this day, don't they?
Well, they do. There's hatreds like that in Europe, too. People have go back to 1300, remember the battle that was fought someplace. I believe the Iranians might have been, one of their targets were like a Mossad headquarters, supposedly. So it also gets to Israel.
Right. Yeah, they hit a Mossad headquarters in Iraq, I think it was, or Syria. Yeah. Maybe it was Syria. Regardless, Israel was attacked on the 6th day of October, and they're determined to wipe out Hamas. Hamas has many miles of tunnels, it turns out, and they're perfectly willing to use their own people, the Palestinian people, as human shields and as pawns in this effort to annihilate Israel. And, of course, I've already confirmed privately that we have American troops on the ground in that part of the world right now fighting. That brings us back to the topic that you and I discuss every Monday, which is the need for families to be prepared to take care of themselves, doesn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, that's right. I always think it's a good idea to be as self-sufficient as you possibly can, but when it comes to EMP, it gets a little more technical and challenging.
It does. Now, if you everybody listening in the United States, anyway, lives in a county, every county has some form of county government. And if you want to have an influence on your county government, here's how you do it. Meet with individuals in that county government one-on-one in a social setting, maybe a cup of coffee, maybe lunch, something like that, one-on-one, and discuss your concerns with that county official and bring with you a copy of Stephen's book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, and mention your concern. Mention that this book has the details with a lot of facts backing up the details of this threat, and that you would like to see your county get prepared. As I said, meet one-on-one with these different officials. Once you've met with all of them, it might be time to contact Andrew at EMP Shield. Andrew will in turn make an effort to equip the county to be EMP resistant at no cost to the county. That sounds like a win-win situation, doesn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was at no cost. So
there's funding available to help make that happen. It's probably not infinite. There's probably a finite end for that funding, but for the time being, Andrew does make that available at no cost to the counties.
Wow!
And it's phenomenal. At the federal level, I know during the Obama administration, I knew things weren't happening. I thought it was just basic bureaucratic incompetence. But it turned out the Obama administration was actively blocking the U.S. Congress providing any funding to protect the three U.S. power grids, East Mississippi, West Mississippi, and Texas. Which didn't, once I learned it, I was disappointed, but not surprised. How about you, Stephen?
Well, I'm not surprised either. In fact, I was scratching my head while I was writing the book. I actually got help from an Air Force officer who had, when Trump was in office, he actually had started to address this, and he gave this group of Electromagnetic Defense Task Force at Air University, which is an Air Force university, they had an outreach program, and they answered questions, and that helped me quite a bit with my book. But, you know, all that stopped when the Biden administration came in.
Right, right. Well, we were making progress when President Trump was in to protect the national power grid. But getting anything of any magnitude to be done in this country is like turning aircraft carrier. You can't turn an aircraft carrier like a shopping cart. It takes a while, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, we can protect the grid if we decide to, and they mandate it. It can be done over a period of years, or it could be done probably in less than a year if somebody really had a fire lit underneath them. But it's just not happening right now.
That's right. Well, there's about there's a limited number of places that we could begin with. That would be, first of all, the electric generating plants themselves, number one, and number two, these massive substations. There's about 20 or so around the country that have these $1 million plus pieces of equipment in them that in normal times take a year to order and have delivered. In a real bad times, so they may never get delivered to get any new ones. But if we start out with the really big things and worked our way down, that would be one possible solution, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. In my book, I describe basically what happens. It takes about a few billionths of a second for the E1 component of the EMP to come down. It induces these massive currents and voltages, and any electrically conductive material, particularly like a medium distribution power line, will have 2 million volts and 5 to 10,000 amps induced into it. And of course, these lines aren't designed to handle anything like that. Anything that's, but all that current and voltage moves down the line. Anything that's plugged into the grid that's not shielded gets fried. And, you know, it also blows up the glass insulators on the 15 kilovolt power distribution lines. That's where 78% of the power is delivered to the end users in the U.S. And if you lose one insulator on a line, then the line goes out. And simultaneously, as you said, it'll knock out, there's about 1,780 high voltage power substations in the eastern part of the U.S. If you detonate a nuclear weapon about 100 miles up above the U.S., that will destroy the relays, the sensors, and the control panels in those substations, and then they're knocked out. And about 3 to 10 seconds later, the E3 wave comes in and it blows up the large power transformers that you were mentioning. And those are responsible for the 90% of the electricity that's transmitted long distance across the U.S. from the power generation. There's a step-up generator, and then there's step-down generators at the end of the distribution lines. And those things, as you mentioned, it takes the current wait time is 18 to 24 months to have those produced. They typically weigh about 500,000 pounds. They require custom design, custom manufacturing, and they obviously can't be airlifted. They're too heavy to even be carried by rail. So once you manage to get them to the United States, then it's not a quick process to move them in and install them. And if you're in a situation where there hasn't been any electricity for a year, then I'm not sure if they'll even make it. You know, so.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, some interesting part of my bio, I don't think I've ever discussed it publicly. If I have, it's been a while. Part of my military career, I was an intelligence analyst in the U.S. Army, and my final assignment was with the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and we spent a month in the Nantahala National Forest. And one of the assignments of my team was to blow up a hydroelectric power plant. So in that capacity, myself and my team members, we traveled to the hydroelectric plant. We took photographs, we made measurements, and went back and briefed the A team that would actually be going out to blow it up. Of course, this is training. We weren't actually blowing up anything. And so that was, even then, now we're looking at 1969. We knew that to, you know, take down any enemy that we were dealing with, we had to knock out the power supply. Same thing later that same year. We were south of Salt Lake City. Our area of operation was the Middle East, by the way, specifically Egypt. So we needed for that training, we needed a large city in the middle of a desert. Obviously, Salt Lake City meets that criteria. And we spent a month planning on how to destroy the infrastructure that supplied electricity, water, telecommunications, natural gas, and so forth to Salt Lake City. All of it done without the knowledge of anybody that lived there. No, not the sheriff or anyone. We were completely covert. And it was good training. We learned a lot, and we came back to Fort Bragg, Stephen.
Well, I think that must have been quite an interesting experience.
It was. It was. Salt Lake City was a beautiful, clean city. We were 20 miles, about 30 miles south of Salt Lake City in the desert, a little place called Tooele, Utah, which was a World War II place where they stored very serious things like biological weapons and so forth, chemical weapons, which there have been some accidents over the years where a lot of sheep have died and so forth with the nasty stuff that they kept there and probably still keep there. I don't know. But that's what Green Berets do. We blow things up and kill people or train others specifically to do the same thing. And this training goes on all the time, all year long. And Americans simply aren't aware of it at all, Stephen.
I wonder if the same sort of training's been conducted with some of the illegal immigrants that have come into the country, because I just had an argument with somebody that this guy's a really smart guy, but I mentioned that there's 1.7 million illegals that, that have disappeared, that they lost
track of.
And the FBI, a number of people, agents and direct former directors, just wrote a letter saying, military age. People, and that's like a small army that's moved into the country. And this guy that this guy's a professor. He really is truly a smart man. But he's like, you're talking about right wing talking points, and that's where are your references for that? So I gave him references from the Border Patrol and the former director of the Border Patrol, and I said, yeah, I can document it. I think that made him mad, so he wouldn't reply to me after that. But I don't understand that sort of thinking. It's just it's a power of being brainwashed by the media for too long, I guess.
It is. Well, I got a private report about 2 or 3 weeks ago from up in Connecticut. The private report said that 200 Latinos showed up at the local gun range, all wearing the same military-issue camouflage uniforms with the same shoulder patch, and they practiced with SKS semi-automatic rifles there for a couple of 2-3 hours before they left. Another observation, and many of our listeners can do the same thing, you start looking for photographs of the Chinese illegal aliens coming into this country.
Right.
So they'll be wherever they might be, in a holding center or outside. I've observed personally, and anybody can make the same observation, that many of these young men are standing at the position of parade rest, which is the feet about a foot apart and the hands held behind the back. men don't normally stand that way. They simply don't, unless they've had military training. They simply don't. But,
another thing that really bothered me about all this is that the, all it takes is a handful of people to take out some of those substations you're talking about.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be a nuclear weapon.
Not at all. And taking out these substations does not require firearms or explosives, either one. Simple hardware store tools, bolt cutters, hacksaws, sledgehammers, and so forth, available at every hardware store in the United States, can accomplish taking out the electric power stations, telecommunications equipment, natural gas, and so forth. And not a shot is fired. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8255. where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by AMP Shield. AMP Shield has graciously grandfathered my listeners with a piece of equipment. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and you can order your AMP Shield devices for your car, your home, your generator, and be on the way to having the kind of protection you're looking for. We're visiting with Stephen Starr, the author of the excellent book that I highly recommend. The title is Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. Stephen, a kind of a side note here. The CEO of Toyota Automobiles has announced what amounts to the end of electric vehicles. Would you like to hear what it is?
Yes, I would.
Hydrogen V8, hydrogen-powered V8. Cars and trucks, zero emission, as opposed to electric vehicles, which run on coal. In case your professors don't know that at the university, their electric vehicles run on coal, and they don't. They probably don't want to hear that, do they?
Well, they probably argue with you if you try to tell them.
Well, that's where it comes from.
I know. Well, even nuclear power plants, by the time you get the plant constructed and you enrich all uranium, you know, you're doing like 2/3 of the amount of carbon dioxide that a coal fired plant puts out. So,
right. You know, and of course, every junior high school science student knows that carbon dioxide is necessary to have, if you ever want to have a green, lush planet with more plants, you know what to do with. You need more CO2, don't you?
A friend of mine was saying, well, you know what the carbon dioxide, the CO2 content of the atmosphere was when the dinosaurs were around? I mean, it's way up. And, you know, he said, you know, the planet wasn't burning up and the oceans didn't evaporate, you know. So if there's the alarmists on all these predictions have been wrong, but they don't admit they're wrong. They just keep, you know, because it serves a political agenda.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of the people who aren't scientists are emotionally attached to this fantasy. Well, anyway, it's a good thing. Toyota is doing the right thing for the right reasons. Of course, hydrogen is made from water, and the emissions from the engine is water. So it's a win-win situation all around.
It makes sense, too, you know, that these people, the proponents of the electric vehicles, they just think electricity just appears out of nowhere, you know, just like printing dollar bills. But, there was a video I saw. It was amazing. These guys that had Teslas were up in Chicago and had that, you know, 20 below zero.
Right.
Well,
right.
They had a two-hour wait time to get into the charging station. And then at that temperature, it took them 2 hours to charge their vehicle.
Right.
Very practical, don't you think?
Yeah. Most men and women I know that have enough income to afford something outrageously expensive don't have time to sit around for 4 hours waiting for a vehicle to charge, do they?
And, you know, it makes sense for hydrogen because, you know, we basically have a system where you can convert, you know, combustion engines for hydrogen.
That's right.
You know, so there's a lot of things about it that make more sense.
That's right. Well, I stood next to a Dodge pickup truck running on water and watched it run where there were water containers in the engine compartment, and the vehicle was using electricity to separate the hydrogen from the oxygen and running it right into the carburetor, and it seemed like the pickup truck ran just fine.
Probably did. Well, I mean, you can use methane to run vehicles. There's a lot of there's propane. I've seen pictures of tractors that have, propane tanks on them. There's a lot of ways to run a combustion engine, but electricity is just a very impractical and inefficient way to do it.
It is. Plus, there's a bonus for those who do have the electric vehicles. They're quite comfortable with you and I paying for the roads that they drive on because they're paying no road tax, are they?
I didn't think of that.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, they're quite comfortable with that.
I mean, there may be a place. There's probably a place for electric vehicles at some level, but it's not going to be a viable substitute for what the system. And we depend on diesel. I mean, everything, you know, right now our whole supply chain depends on diesel for transportation. And right now the idiots have been like in Europe, they've been cutting back on manufacturing, and you know, all their sources are drying up, and so it's going to be kind of hard to get food and other things transported to, you know, where they might need it.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen and I are talking about a clear and present danger to every living human being on the planet. It's a combination of one or two threats, either electromagnetic pulse, which is man-made, or the threat of a coronal mass ejection, which comes from energy coming from the sun. Both of which could happen, both of which have happened to a greater or lesser extent. And we'll be back to this discussion after the break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 29th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. My friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer, is back active. He's a lot less outdoor activity, writing new articles, sometimes two a day. And, of course, I'm getting them posted on my website. Steve was in a nuclear energy industry for a number of years before he retired. He now has a hobby farm two counties south of me, and he's a brilliant young man and does some excellent articles that I highly recommend at thelibertyman.com. You'll find products that will help you there at thelibertyman.com. My home business is helping people with the energy cleaner. If you have pain issues, if you have sleep issues, check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Details, where you can place your order right at thelibertyman.com. Building with Stephen Starr, the author of the following book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, available at amazon.com. Stephen, in your discussions with your contemporaries who are other professors at the University of Missouri, it sounds like you have occasionally get surprised at the mental blocks that some of these men and women have when it comes to things that are pretty simple. Is that somewhat accurate?
Well, yeah, I just think that we've had so many false narratives that have, you know, we used to, for example, like the New York Times was always considered the paper of record, and, you know, whatever it printed was gospel. You know, I mean, maybe 60 years ago when they had a big international news department, and I think everybody's always got an agenda, but it's gotten to the point now where I mean, I don't believe anything I read in there, but a lot of people still do. And they, if they get these false narratives in their head, you know, on a variety of subjects, whether it's climate change or, you name it, it's hard to, you can't have a conversation with them.
I know.
Present them with facts. I mean, I'm arguing with them, showing them how many illegal immigrants have made their way into the U.S. in the last number of years. And I should have mentioned before, after about 2016 or 2017, the Mexicans were no longer a majority of unauthorized immigrants. You know, these are a lot of people now are coming from overseas, and they're being given passage and guide maps by these different non-governmental organizations that are getting funding from other sources. That, you know, so why would you, you know, have millions of people that are being paid to come into the U.S. and then have an administration that leaves the borders wide open? I mean, that's ex-treasonous, I think. I mean, you're supposed to defend the country. When you abandon that and even try to persecute the states that are trying to do that, that's crazy.
Well, it is. It's crazy on the face of it. Reports of the U.S. military moving U.S. Army armored vehicles by rail to Texas. There's some thoughts about whether President Biden will or will not attempt to federalize the Texas National Guard.
Right.
It's widely thought that if he does attempt to do that, that will be the end of the Biden administration.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if they're even planning on having another election. I mean, if they're willing, they're clearly can't win by any legal means at this point. So.
Well, Joe Biden is not going to win an election against anybody. But the real speculation, well, in addition to whether there will or not be an election, which that's part of the paradigm we're dealing with, another thing is who will be the Democratic nominee.
Right.
They may wait until the Democratic convention to appoint Big Mike or somebody else, maybe Governor Newsom, to take that slot. We, the United States, we've become the laughing stock of the world with a stumbling, bumbling president representing us in various international forums. Military officers dressing up as the opposite sex in public. NATO has these conferences several times a year, and of course our military attends them, and they have to. I know if I was an officer or a senior NCO, and I was at one of these conferences in Belgium, that's the NATO headquarters, I would be humiliated to have to join my contemporaries from England and Germany and so forth that don't allow their officers or men to dress up as the opposite sex.
That probably scares the hell out of the Russians and the Chinese too.
Our recruiting ads feature a young woman who takes great pride in her having two mothers and her accomplishments. While our opposition, the Chinese and the Russians, their recruiting videos feature tough young men doing the things that tough young men do.
Rush Limbaugh used to have a joke about creating an Amazon brigade, but you know, I think the truth is stranger than fiction. I think they're probably actually doing it right now.
Well, I doubt that very many women would volunteer to have their left breast cut off to make room for the arrow, for the bow. But, I recall when he would do that. That was pretty funny. We have students at West Point suing the West Point to stop the racial discrimination in appointments of cadets, which has been going on, and the courts have allowed, for some reason, doesn't make any sense, quite frankly. They're excluding better qualified students who are the wrong race and admitting students who are not as qualified because they're black.
The same thing's happening at the universities. You know, I got pressure for a while there to lower the academic standards for admissions into a clinical training program. I said, well, it was a quota. They wanted to have people from the inner city that, you know, didn't have the grades. And I said, well, that's against federal law. That's discrimination. You know, they'd say, well, thank you for your input. But right. I mean, think about it. You want to have your doctor or somebody in the lab that can't do math and doesn't, you know, that doesn't really qualify, but they let them in anyway. I mean, what kind of services are you going to wind up with?
Well, Michelle Obama got into Princeton because of affirmative action. That's well documented. I've personally worked with a woman. We hired a woman who graduated from a four-year brick-and-mortar college in the state of Missouri. And we hired this woman as a legal secretary. About the second or third week we were there, we couldn't find files anymore. It turned out she didn't know the alphabet. She did not know the alphabet.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it is, people have gotten so used to using computers, they don't do basic math, addition and subtraction. I've been to the store before and given somebody, you know, a $50 bill and a little bit of change so I could just get bills back, and I wind up getting change for $100.
Right.
I can't figure it out.
I know. It's pretty terrible. Well, eventually, the same people will wind their way up to the top decision-making position, which is even scarier, isn't it?
Well, it is. I think we almost have that today. You know, the people that are making decisions don't seem to be able to just do simple calculations about, for example, how many artillery shells can you produce? You know,
right.
Just because you can print unlimited amounts of money doesn't mean you can set up an industrial system that will turn out the war materials. And if you are made yourself dependent on China, for example, for all your rare earths and different things you're importing that are required to manufacture things, I don't think they get it. I don't think they understand any of that.
No. Well, my friend Todd Akin, who was a congressman, he since deceased from cancer. When he was in the state legislature, we were talking once. He says, John, here in Jefferson City, when it comes to committees that have anything to do with science or engineering, we have no Democrats. We simply don't.
Really?
No, that's what he said. He was an engineer himself, and that was a big heads up for me because the Democrats gravitate away from things they don't understand, don't they?
Well, it's true. I got in an argument at the university with a lady that said, well, I don't think there really are any absolute truths. I said, well, really, what if you're in the emergency room and you've lost half the blood in your body and you need 6 units of blood? Is that not an absolute? And, well, you got me there. But
right.
But that's
right.
The type of thinking. They think everything is relative.
Well, that kind of thinking is wrong on the face of it. And that's the kind of thinking. We have up in Canada, a 50-year-old man who's competing as a 15-year-old girl in the women's and girls swimming competition. And I don't blame...
I mean, what's wrong with that?
I don't blame the mentally ill 50-year-old man. I blame the authorities who allow it to happen.
Right.
We've always had mental illness. That's been with us since before there were written records. But up until the last 20 years or so, we never, as a society, cooperated with the mentally ill people to act as if their mental illness was something real.
And we never had an administration that tried to impose that on the entire society.
Precisely. Well, getting back to the topic of EMP and coronal mass ejections. Now, I didn't mention this earlier, but what happened in 1859, just before the Civil War, was an event that's now called the Carrington event, named after the scientist who figured out what took place. And the Carrington event was a coronal mass ejection that hit the United States. It set fires in telegraph offices. Barbed wire fences set fires in the fields. We didn't have a nationwide power grid. Electricity was basically restricted to university experimentation. But it's been said that a similar event hitting us in the modern times might knock out the entire planet, because a Carrington event can reach all the way around the globe, can't it?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before an event of that degree happens. You know, it's sometimes what happened was when those coronal mass ejections, if they strike the Earth directly,
right. That's
when you really get the worst effects. We've just had a miss, barely miss the Earth a couple times within the last 10 years.
Oh, yes. Yeah, these things happen on a regular basis, and we've been fortunate enough, knock on wood, to have them miss us thus far.
Right.
But, it's once again a real, clear and present danger, not some science fiction fantasy. It's just a matter of time before our luck runs out and planet Earth is once again struck by one of these things, isn't it?
That's right, and I think as the point you're making is that that's very similar to what the E3 component of EMP does too. So they both would have the same effect of destroying the large power transformers and knocking the grid out. And you know, so we know that's going to happen, but yet the civil infrastructure has not been protected against. The military has taken steps to protect its weapons and communication systems against EMP. But, you know, civil society here in the U.S. remains unprotected. And it would just take a fraction of what we spend on defense every year to do that, or what we send overseas to other countries. But still we have these, we've had bills twice in Congress that have been voted down, they haven't been allowed to come to a vote because of lobbying from the utility companies. I mean, part of that may be an issue that they need to rewrite these bills so that the expense doesn't fall on the companies. But they certainly we ignore this. It's like we're about ready to hit an iceberg and nobody seems to notice. You know,
nobody seems to notice until we actually strike the iceberg. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about some serious stuff here, obviously, on one hand. On the other, EMP Shield produces and manufactures equipment used by the Department of Defense for these purposes. And many things the Department of Defense buys and uses are either too expensive or are withheld from the public. This is one case where the exact same equipment can be bought by civilians at a reasonable price to accomplish the goal and protect your home, your generator, and your vehicle. That's a pretty extraordinary thing, isn't it, Stephen?
No, it is. You know, I found out about EMP Shield while I was writing my book, and I was really impressed because they have on their website, they show that their product is tested to military specifications against EMP. So, I didn't realize it because I just moved into this house, but I didn't even have really surge protectors against lightning. And if you have a lightning surge protector, you're okay with lightning, but you're not okay with EMP because it doesn't react fast enough. So, the EMP shields, maybe they cost maybe about 2 to 3 times more than an ordinary lightning surge protector, but they also protect against lightning. And so it's, you're covered in a variety of ways. And I also use it to protect my solar system and the lithium batteries that are fairly expensive to go with it. So it's, you know, you can, if you're self-sufficient at the point where you can generate your own electricity, you might as well go ahead and take that extra step and protect it with EMP Shield too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I've installed quite a few of these EMP Shield devices on various vehicles, myself, my own and friends. And it's a simple, really simple. I was concerned it would be complex before I actually saw what was involved. There was a red wire that goes to the red terminal, the positive terminal, a black wire that goes to the negative terminal, and a green wire that you secure to a solid ground somewhere in the engine compartment, which isn't too big of a deal. And, of course, the new micro version of the EMP Shield takes care of another problem, which is finding the space. These modern vehicles have very little open space under the hood, do they, Stephen?
No, you're right. I think I like your method of getting a 1960s vehicle too, but a lot of people don't have that option.
Well, they don't. I have a neighbor who owns 13 antique tractors. The family is concerned about EMP, and they've got enough tractors to supply themselves and the neighboring ranches around here. Typically, the tractors around here are used for harvesting hay. There's no row crops in my area. It's simply not that kind of terrain for row crops. But around here we have the two agricultural products are timber and cattle. The cattle eat hay, of course. So our neighborhood will be well supplied with antique tractors. And, of course, the family has a complete machine shop, by the way, and are very accomplished at welding and repairs and machine work. So they can keep the antique tractors running when a part breaks, Stephen.
That's right. Well, I actually have a 1949 Ford 8N and a 1957 Ford Workmaster 641 tractor. So, you know, once you get them in good shape, they're in pretty good, they'll win for a while. It's amazing how tough those tractors are, actually.
Oh, they are.
I mean, America made some amazing products after, you know, World War II in the 50s and 60s. But everything sort of, you know, when they started offshoring all our industry, and Wall Street was trying to more worried about profits and quality and people. So here we are.
That's right. There's a market for antique tractors, and the good ones are, the price is bid up pretty high on 25, 30 year old tractors because of this demand, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's right.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Stephen, writing this book, it took about how long to get this book written and published, sir?
Close to 4 years. I actually was invited. I gave a talk at a side panel at the United Nations in the spring of 2019, and I was supposed to be joined with the air officers, a major and a general from the Air Force, but they were ordered not to participate a couple weeks
really?
before.
Really?
Yeah. What a surprise.
That was a political decision, obviously.
Of course. But at that time, I thought I fully understood it, but it's actually a very complex process when you get to the mechanics of how EMP works. And I spent a couple more years. I also took a lot of time because I had a background a little bit. I started in nuclear engineering, and I was very concerned about the emergency power systems and the emergency core cooling systems at nuclear power plants, so they would be vulnerable because none of the operating plants in the U.S., none of the nuclear reactors have been designed or retrofitted to withstand EMP, but the Nuclear Regulatory Commission maintains that that's not a problem. And the Air Force had called them to task on that and even had hearings. And because they said, look, you've never comprehensively tested any of the electrical components at the plant to make sure they're safe. And they said, well, thank you for your concern, but we don't think we really need to do that. And so this is the show me state where I live. And I'm just saying, show me, you know, prove it. Second part of my book. But that took a long time because I couldn't get any help from nuclear engineers in writing it, because I think part of it, they didn't know how to answer. And also they were politically incorrect questions. You know, they don't want to get in trouble. So. It took me a long time to write the book.
Well, it took a long time, but the finished product is well worth it and available at Amazon.com. And once again, the title of the book is Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. It's a scholarly book on one hand, but written in such a manner that any high school graduate can understand it very easily and quickly. That's not quite 200 pages, so it's not going to knock you over with needless verbiage, will it?
No, in fact, there's two sections, part one and part two, and I created a non-technical summary at the beginning of each section that you don't have to be an expert or well studied science to understand it. You know, it's then after that, in the body of the text, I provide a lot more details. But there's 360 footnotes and 160 references. If you want to buy it on Amazon, you can just type in my name, Stephen, with a V and star with two R's. Or you can type in the Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse and you'll find it. There's also like a $9 Kindle version, ebook version, if you don't want to get the paperback. So,
well, I like ink on paper books, but I also like Kindles and I like audiobooks when I'm on the road, a 2-hour road trip. Audiobooks just make the miles fly by for me. So I like every type of book that there is. Well, Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. We're pretty much out of time here. Any final words before we wrap it up?
Well, get the book, read it, study it, take it to your local officials and maybe your state and federal representatives and get them to read it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Look forward to having you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, we got to top of our break. We'll be back with Farmers Monday and Sam Anders. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.